And if I throw you a ball, you're supposed to catch it.
Okay.
Or if, let's say if I ask if we're supposed to meet in town, I might say, well, if I get there first, I'll
meet you at a certain place.
Or I'll
wait at a certain place.
Okay. What about if somebody had a hired man who just keeps on loafing all the time? You might say, well, I think I'm going to have to
get rid of him.
Right. And he might come back to you after you got rid of him and say, well, why don't you just give me...
No chance.
Okay. What about a man who's got a smile on his face all the time, just a pleasant word for everybody? You might say, he sure seems to be in a good mood.
Okay.
What about if you want to get in touch with somebody you hadn't seen in a long time? You might not telephone them, but you might...
Write them a letter.
And after you write them, you might expect to get...
an answer.
And after you write the letter, you have to take the envelope and...
address it.
He said, well, I like to write it. I like to write it, but I don't know his...
address.
Okay. Or if, let's say a little child has learned something new, like how to whistle between his teeth, you might say, well, and you wanted to know...
Where you learned that at.
Mm-hmm. Or in other words, who?
Who learned you that?
Okay. What do you call these real pretty things that people grow in their yard and they pick them and put them in a vase?
Flowers.
Okay. And these things that little children play with, you might say,
flowers.
Okay.
Alright,
and if, okay. What about, if you've lived here in town all your life and somebody asks you, have you lived here long? You might say, well, I've...
all my life.
You might say, talking about riding horses, well, I got thrown once and I've been scared of horses ever
since.
Okay. Just got a few more things. Got about 5 minutes. Okay. What about if you met somebody about 10 o'clock in the daytime? What would you say to him to greet him?
Speak to him and say it won't be long lunchtime.
Or you might just say,
good morning.
Okay. What would be the latest in the day you'd say that?
From 12 o'clock.
Okay. And what's the part of the day after morning?
That's the evening.
Is there anything before the evening?
Or morning.
Okay. Is there anything?
Noon day.
Okay. And then after evening, you've got?
Over the evening, you've got night.
Okay. And what about... what would you say to somebody if you're leaving them at night?
I'd say good night.
Okay. And what about if you're on the farm, you started work before daylight, you'd say you started work before
sunrise.
Or you might say, well, we were a little late this morning because when we started out in the field, the sun had already
risen.
Okay. Or if a person worked until the sun went out of sight, you'd
went
say,
down.
Or he worked until?
Dark.
Okay. Let's see, today is Tuesday, so Monday was
yesterday.
Okay, and Wednesday will be
tomorrow.
Okay. What about if somebody came to see you on Sunday, this past Sunday, you'd say that he came here
last Sunday.
And if he's going to come see you
next Sunday.
Next Sunday. Okay. And what about if somebody asks you what time it is, you might say, well, I believe I'll have to look at my
watch.
Okay. What time would you say it would be if it's midway between 7 and 8 o'clock?
It'd be 7:30.
Okay. And what about if it's 15 minutes later than half past 10?
In other words, it'd be 15 minutes to 10 o'clock.
Well,
I mean,
if it's 15 minutes later
than 10.
15 minutes later at half past 10.
Oh, it'd be 45 minutes after.
Right, okay.